I said there is two result for globalization. One is homogenization, and the second is heterogenization. In terms of heterogenization, we can talk about crisis of identity. Today, unfortunately, we can say Muslim country in local, they are more fragmented than ever before. I did a survey in Britain, in London, and I found that today we can see 8 different types of Muslim identity, if not more, in London. And I think this is the effect of diversity, multiculturality, and globalization of the values and culture and economic and politics. The first type of identity, before I go to this A type, when we talk about identity, it's introduced a person. I am Said Amili, and when I am Said Amili, I'm Said Amili. I'm not Said McElveen. I'm Said Amili, which means that I can distinguish myself from the others. You can distinguish yourself from the others. Therefore, distinction is the main element of identity. So, if we have a society which you can't see any distinction between Muslim and non-Muslim, it means that there is a crisis. One of the crises which British society is facing today, as Paxman or many of sociologists of Britain have mentioned, is a crisis of identity. What can segregate British people from the American people? What can segregate the British people from the people in Germany, apart from language and geographical? But in terms of, this is a some sort of passport identity. But if we talk about cultural identity, if we are talking about religious identity, if we are talking about national identity, we should see again the distinction and continuity. Otherwise, we can say, in terms of individual identity or social identity, we're facing the cross. Okay. If we accept these two elements as identity elements, we can see 8 type of identity among Muslim in Britain. I can say this can be observable in other parts of the Muslim world also. The first is traditional identity. Even among the young generation, you can see many Muslims today, especially those who brought up in the Western country, they are more traditional than the people who are brought up in a non-Western country. Because tradition, as Giddens mentioned, is the result of modernity. When the society becomes too modern, the people have orientation towards tradition. In traditional society, because everything was tradition, you couldn't realize the tradition. But today, because society become too modern, the people have more orientation towards tradition. That's why, for example, the book of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi was the most sold book in America. The book of Jalaluddin, the poem of Jalaluddin Rumi, is belong to 1,000 years ago, almost 1,000 years ago. Why it should have a ground in American culture? Because the society became too modern. And if we understand the difference between post-modernity and modernity, I'm sorry if I use many academic word, but it is inevitable when you want to discuss this such a concept. The difference between post-modernity and modernity, post-modernity, as Geller mentioned, Geller said that the Muslim could adapt themselves with modernity. They could establish their own principle against the modernity or according to the modernity. But post-modernity doesn't have any principle. How you can establish principle against non-principle? How you can establish an idea against non-idea? Post-modernity doesn't have any firm idea that we can establish something against it. And that's the problem. And that's the problem for Muslim also. Okay. Traditional identity. I distinguish between traditionalists, Islamists, and modernists. They have a similar ground, if you like, but they have some area of distinction. Traditionalists, to my understanding, are those who don't like to politicize Islam. They are people, very conservative people. They would like to be isolated somehow from the public society and try to make a very peaceful life according to the tradition. One of the brothers who embraced Islam, he told me, I was between Orthodox and Islam, and I decided to go to Islam. He was a Protestant Christian, and he said, I was really tired of a lot of refurbishing or changing of this the Christian principle, and I was looking for some sort of orthodoxy, some sort of tradition. I choose Islam because I find that Islam basically is very principle-oriented religion. The Muslims from the time of Prophet, they perform prayer, and even today they perform the same prayer. There's no change there. They didn't modernize the prayer. They were used to be fast during the Ramadan, and still after 1,400 years, they are fast during the month of Ramadan. They used to pay zakat, maybe some of non-believers don't pay zakat, but still the mu'mineen, they pay the zakat. And many other principles is an ongoing principle. And that's why I decided to go to Islam. This is one type of identity which you can see at non-Muslim. I can say many things about traditionalists, but we don't have time. Islamists. Islamists are those who are traditionalists, but they believe that the only way we can implement Islam in the everyday life of the people is to establish Islamic government. And you can see the young brothers, my case study was basically about the young British Muslim. And I didn't work on the convert. I just work about those who were originally Muslim and they born here in Britain. Because I think about the, those brothers and sisters who embrace Islam. That's a different case. Although there is a lot of similarity in terms of identity. Islamists are those who believe that there is no other way. The only way we can employ Islam in everyday life is Islamic government. If we don't have Islamic government, then we cannot establish the Islamic personality in our family, in our society, in our relationship. Therefore, they are very strongly looking for Islamic government. And you can see those who are looking for this type of situation. And then we have nationalists. Nationalists are those, although they are born here in Britain, they have a strong orientation towards their motherland. Even some of them, they haven't seen their motherland, but they have a strong orientation towards their motherland. I asked them, if your the football team of Britain has a play with the one national football team of your motherland, you wish the British football team be or your the team from your motherland? They said 90% say we are proud that the team which is from our motherland to win. I asked them, if Britain has a war with Muslim land, Muslim countries, and non-Muslim countries, are you going to participate to fight against and for the benefit of British army? 92% of the respondents said that they are not going to participate in any circumstances to do anything for the benefit of British army, because no matter it's for Muslim against Muslim or non-Muslim countries. And many other questions which I try to see whether the national identity is still strong in Muslim in this country or not, and I can see it is strong, but there is a difference between what the people say and what they practice. You see, 92% of the Americans, they say they believe in God. Even 60% of the Americans, they said they practice their everyday life according to the Ten Commandments. But when they ask these people, what is the Ten Commandments? Just 20% could say four of the Ten Commandments. It means that, yes, the people want to say we are proud to be religious people. We are proud of our motherland. But when you come to the details of their life, it is a paradox. You can see the confliction between what they say and what they practice. And then we have anglicized identity, those who are in every aspect of the life British. They go to the pub, they go to the secular school in this country, national school. Their best friends are non-Muslims, and even some of them change their Muslim names to the non-Muslim names, and they don't like to consider as a non-British. They would like to consider as a British. I mean, in my case study, it was just among 247 people I studied, I had three cases that they had such a idea, but we have this type of identity, and I think gradually we might have more people. We have modernists. Modernists, there are people who accept modernization in terms of principle. And they believe in Islam, but they want to have a modern Islam. They want to modernize Islam in many aspects. And they are in many areas apologetic. They're sorry they have some Islamic tradition. They want to change it. They believe that if you want to answer to the young generation, if you want to be accountable to the question of the people in today's society, you should change the religion. Otherwise, religion lose its ground, which I'm totally against. I don't believe that by changing we can solve the problem. The problem is not from religion. The problem is from the other side. We cannot solve the problem by deleting the problem. The problem is because they are establishing some sort of falsehood, some sort of untruth belief. What I believe we should do, we should be very strong to save our tradition. And then you can see many people will come back to us. If we can establish our fairness, if we can establish our principle, if we can have a strong values, then you can see gradually these people, because this is a pull and push processing. They go into the modern world and they observe and they practice it for long, and at the end of the day they cannot be convinced by what they're getting and what they're gaining. Islam and religion is based on the nature of the human being. Many of these changes is a man-made change, and it doesn't have a stable construction. If we can really emphasize, when I say emphasize, I'm not talking about imposing the idea. Imposement is wrong. We cannot impose religion to anyone. Anybody are free to accept or reject the religion. La ikraha fi din. This is very strong logic. This is the logic of Quran. We should open the gate for the people, whether they want to accept it or not. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِنَّا شَاكِرًا إِنَّا كَفُورًا. We show the path of guidance to the people, whether they want to accept it or not. It depends on them. The sixth type of identity is secular identity. Yes, there are some Muslims, or many Muslims, they believe that religion should go to the individual sphere of the life of the people. Religion should segregate from all social institution, and I'm sure they're not convinced with segregating religion from social institution. They don't want to see the religion in any part of the life of the people, not in entertainment. Even if some of the people practice religion as a, you know, just attending to the mosque or some religious program, it will be isolated from the gathering or from the community of the secular society. This is not my word, this is the Carter word, that today religious people consider as a people who has a childish manner. any place which they discuss the serious discussion, if somebody bring the religion into the discussion, then they'll be in trouble. The people, if they want to get a good position in the society, they should present themselves as a secular people. If they present themselves as a religious people, they will lose the position. If you want to get essay, if you want to write an essay, academic essay, if you write it in a way that you show your values, your belief, and they're going to accuse you that your paper is not academic paper. The seventh and eighth type of identity, which I think is a new phenomenon of globalization age, is hybrid and vagrant identity. Hybrid identity is a type of identity which a person is confused between two or three or four directions. Sometimes you can see he's a very religious person, and the day after you can see him in the pub. Sometimes you can see he's very nationalist person, the day after you can see him in a very practicing or have a commitment in some sort of activity against his own nationality. They're hybrid, they don't know where they belong to. Hybridity is when the person is confused between whether to go to this culture or that culture. Sorry, hybridity is when the person belongs to two cultures or three cultures. Vagrant identity is when the person not belong to any culture, don't feel any belongness to any values, any culture. Okay, this is a heterogeneity that you can see. Maybe you can mention other type of identity. And I think if you go back into the traditional society, you couldn't see these diversified type of identity among the Muslims. Yes, Muslim could be different in terms of denomination, Sunni, Shia, Hanbali, Shafi'i, but you couldn't see this integration, disintegration among the Muslims. But unfortunately, nowadays you can see it's more fragmented. And to change the direction, I think we should avoid any changes in the main message of religion. The main message of religion should remain as pure as possible. Yes, maybe when I'm explaining the religion, the religious principle, I need to exemplify the principle according to the new example. I need to present it in a new language, but in terms of method of presentation, we need to have some changes, or a lot of changes. But we should avoid any changes in the main message. And unfortunately, many people think that modernization of religion means that we should reconstruct the principle. We should refurbish the principle. No. We need, yes, I can use a video projection to present the idea. That's nothing wrong with it. I can use the different type of discussion for presenting the idea. But if I say, no, we are living in a modern world, we are living with the new people, therefore we should change our principle, which is doing. Unfortunately, many of intellectuals and scholars, that they're confused in the sea of modernization. And for serving the Muslim community, they change their principle. Changing the Islamic principle is not our business. We didn't brought the Islam to the society. Allah Himself presented the religion. And this is the capability that it is not belong to us. It belongs to Allah to change the religion. We are not the people who are liable to change the religion. The religion even didn't come through the Prophet of Islam. It came, Prophet was the messenger. He received the message and he gave the message to the other people. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.